Hey guys, I'm Nolan Ramsey and
Hi guys, I'm Nolan Ramsey and this is, what's the podcast called?
Chats with Nolan Ramsey.
Alright, give it up, chat. Can I get some, I don't know, what's up guys?
And as you can see, I'm not in my room. I'm in my digital room, kind of. So, it works.
I'm in my college dorm.
Nice.
You don't get to see my decorations because, like, they're on this side, but I have a whole bunch of plants.
Nice.
I am a plant dad. I have a lot of plants, and I keep good care of them. I water them every day. I put them out in the sunlight. It's like the jungle.
Nice. So, do you have any, Thanksgiving. Do you have any Thanksgiving decorations?
No. I don't do any seasonal decorations. They're just, like, year-round stuff. I love the color green. That's what my eyes are. And I just think it meshes well with like things like khaki and maybe like a washed out blue. That's the color palette of this whole thingy.
Yeah, those colors do go really well together. So I like them.
My favorite color to wear is brown and khaki. Or no, my favorite color in general is just brown. I love brown. You cannot go wrong with it.
Yeah, bro. I think what my favorite color to wear is black.
Black? Oh, dude, black yeah. is awesome, black, especially great. With khaki. I just incorporate khaki in everything, as you can see. Black is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I'm a colorful boyo, so I just put a lot of colors into what I wear. That's
a lot of my shirts are like the main like color is black, then it just has like a bunch of other colors on it. So.
Sounds like swaggy. Patterns.
So, yeah. Ironically, I have a white shirt on right now, but even though
I'm sorry to cut you off, brother. Like, what were you saying, though?
No, I thought it was funny because I'm wearing a white shirt, but most of my shirts are black. So, it's just.
Dude, hold on.
All right.
You listen to JPEG Mafia?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, he's one of my favesies, and I just got this shirt from Redbubble. Dude, I think it's clean.
That's a nice shirt.
Epically clean. Dude, his own merch is not the best. If he hires whoever made that shirt on Redbubble, dude, I would, like, empty my college savings on it.
Just empty your bank account, just
instantly. Oh, for sure. That shirt is clean, and I want whoever made it to make merch for me. It's that clean, dude. I would rock that shirt every day. I'd be rocking my own merch. Like, what's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? No.
What's up, guys?
I saw a YouTube channel back in fifth grade, and we don't talk about those times.
All right, what are they? Scary times?
What? No, it's just my old times? Gaming channel. And
okay.
Well, I'm actually really grateful for it. In terms of it taught me how to edit everything I know about creativity and YouTube. I used today, although it was like an awful Call of Duty Zombies video. Like, we don't talk about them, but they set the roots for what I am today. So, thank you, old YouTube channel.
Yes, Call of Duty normally does set the roots in what we turn into today.
I got thick skin because of Modern Warfare 2 lobbies, dude.
Yeah,
I'm tough.
Me too.
I'm on that. I'm on that Modern Warfare 2 camo grind now that we speak of it.
Me too, man.
Are you? Yeah. Nice, bro. What you got so far?
It's like the first... Is it ARs? Yeah, I think it's ARs. I got like three of them. I'm working on my third one, getting it to gold. It's a Kabov 752, I think, that I'm working on right now. I hate that gun with a passion.
You see, hardcore don't come out until, like, 3 days from now, so I figured, like, I'd do snipers first. Because the other guns, like the SMGs, the ARs, they're basically made for hardcore. So
yeah.
Snipers already kill in one shot, so why would you put yourself at a disadvantage? So I got snipers flat, I got half of the marksman's gold, and you have to use the ARs to get the marksman's. So I guess I'm forced into it.
Yeah. Well, are you one of the people that snipe everyone in the games and why we rage quit?
No, I just play. I don't really know what kind of COD player I am. I'm just there. Sometimes I'm awesome. Sometimes I'm really bad. I don't talk too much. Like, I don't put in my mic and talk to random people. It's just a solo experience.
Yeah. The only reason I would put my mic in on is if my friends were on. So
sometimes I just go into like the lobbies and I win. And no, not even when I win. I just hear people arguing. I just go like, I bet you wipe and you poo poo. I bet you wipe and you poo poo. I bet you wipe and you poo poo. And just like everything derails in like the final match screen. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes, it's great. Whenever if I have my mic on and I don't have friends on, like if it's just with random people, I just go nom 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 nom. At the end of it.
Bro, I'd throw my controller out the window if I heard that.
And that's why I do it.
I just hit him with a
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I saved your ass!
Damn right.
Imagine
what a podcast! What a start!
Yeah,
Mario plays Black Ops 2 Troll HQ funny moments.
Yeah, it'll be even better now because it's Chris Pratt's voice.
Oh, I forgot about that, dude. Yeah. There's no way in the world that movie will not be flaming hot ass, but I'm still gonna go see it.
Oh yeah, it looks like phenomenal, but I'm just like, come on, Chris, like do a little better, please.
What is this place?
What is this place?
I feel like it's a tradition for every single kid's movie to just have, what is this place? You know, in the expedition phase.
Why are all the mushrooms here?
when has anyone ever said, like, what is this place in real life? Them
I
shrooms.
Can tell you who said that. People on shrooms.
What if the whole Mario lore is he just took a bunch of shrooms and like now the whole thing is just in his imagination?
Bro, literally half of the abilities are from mushrooms.
I know, dude. He's just tripping.
The entire game, almost every power is from a mushroom. If it's not from a mushroom, it's from a plant.
A flower? Except for the one where it's like a bell and you turn into a cat.
True. I forgot about that one.
These edibles ain't. LeBron Jam.
So Ty, I'm just gonna guess from your name. Ty makes music. Do you make music?
No, I actually do interpretive dance. So like, my primary form is ballet. I also like doing sort of like hip hop dance, but yeah, music is just like something that's kind of in the background of all of that, so I felt it was very important to like mention it in terms of art.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's like social commentary about like the Colorado art scene, the Colorado artist scene, the Colorado music scene, you name it, in terms of like, dude, everyone just wants to make music, but like, who actually makes music? I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah, I make music. I have been since middle school. It was with this very headset and the school iPad in which I started off on, and those songs were terrible. But every single new release I had, every single song I made, I would learn something to make it sound better. Like, hey, maybe if I use this effect, or I figured out like vocal layering, I figured out what that is by myself, and then before you know it, the songs just keep leveling up until they are what they are now. And I'm very proud of that.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I really liked them. The Rainforest Cafe, that one was pretty good.
That one's my personal favorite, but I noticed it's not like a crowd pleaser. Like, you know, that was the first song I made where I didn't try to gussy it up for like, oh, mass appeal or whatever. That was just art.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what I wanted to make, and I made it.
It was really good. I enjoy it. I'll listen to it a lot more. So,
I have a new song dropping December 1st. It's the most depressing thing I've ever made, and it precedes the happiest thing I've ever made, which is Dead Butterflies. But yeah, it's more of like an indie rock thing, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Oh, bro, I love indie rock, so I'm definitely
Ooh,
gonna
baby.
give it a listen.
Is there any way I can like share a picture like in the chat? I can show you the cover. I love the cover art.
What we could do is you could send me the picture, and then I can
Apply to
just,
your email.
yeah, and you can just, I can put it in the video. So that's what we could do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, my friend from high school, Alyssa Diaz, she's an amazing artist. So she had already made this piece before, and I was inspired by it to make the song in the first place. So I asked, like, hey, can I use this in my song? And I got her permission, I compensated her properly and everything, and I think it's beautiful. It's a pencil sketch she did. I sent it. It should be there.
Okay, cool. I can add it into the video later, so, or I won't do it, my editor will do it.
I can edit. I can edit videos. I love editing videos.
Yeah,
That's what the YouTube channel did for me.
nice. Yeah, my old YouTube channels kind of made me hate editing. I still do it like time to time, but I just get so annoyed with it nowadays.
It is hilariously tedious, but I find comfort in it.
Oh,
And
okay.
especially just taking things in my own hands and making it exactly how I want to. That's why I'm
Yeah.
staying independent. That's why I like being independent. I can have complete control over my art and what I want to The problem I see with a lot of people is they sign to these predatory record labels. 90% of what they make gets taken away. They don't even own what they record anymore. And they're like, hey, in order to get paid somewhat, you have to release three albums by this like year or this specific time point. And
Okay.
granted, they might be a strong and good creative, but art takes time. And especially developing something as big as an album, that takes years to make it to where it's quality and people want to listen to it and you're making something new, you know? So I feel like a lot of people just get rushed in terms of like make an album or the contract is over and they just put a bunch of filler in. Once I get to the album making point, I never want to make an album with filler. If I ever make an album with filler, please just like call me out on it. Like, Tyler, this is mid as hell. Like, I want to know whenever what I stop making is creative, fun, and exciting. If I just upload the same song damn near twice, like, dude, please call me out on it.
I will. When it's just like a repeat of the last one, just changes a
Or it's
few
just not
words.
fun anymore, you know? I hear from a lot of people that no two of my songs are the same. Like, they sound nothing like each other. There's all this genre bending going on, but it still sounds like me at the end of the day, but
Yeah.
they're just not similar. It always keeps you on your toes. And that's a trait I see in a lot of music I like, you know? It's all different. It shows the mark of a true creative when you can just switch it up completely and still make it sound good.
Yeah. When I was listening to him, I truly noticed that. I was like, wow, these are all like they're not really the same at all. They're all very different. It's very cool. Which it's hard to do that with some people. Like a lot of some people, their songs sound almost exactly alike. So
I think that's partly due to the fact that I work with a lot of different people. I liked Gorillaz as a kid, and I still love Gorillaz today in terms of they just, well, Damon Albarn is just like a puppeteer, a puppet master. He just brings all these different people together and like, oh, hey, this person would sound good on this song, or this person could have a new point of view that I didn't see. And they're just always making new stuff and different stuff and stuff that I never could have imagined before. Like, they have Elton John and Black on a song together. Like, two, an old-timey artist and just like a new auto-tune hip-hop artist. And just like, yeah, let's put him on a song. I love that
Well, let's see
stuff.
what happens.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
But just in terms of, I embrace my weaknesses as well as I embrace my strengths. I know that I will not be able to do everything. Some things that I try, like I won't be the best at. So I have no shame, no guilt whatsoever in just phoning a friend in terms of, hey, there's someone else I know who's good at this or can maybe have a new point of view to just add to the project and just make it more interesting. in terms of the song, is something that'll live way longer than I will. It'll be alive on a server on some Chinese database somewhere long after I'm dead. You know, people will still listen to it, hopefully. But I don't want it to be filled with, like, cut corners and rushed edges, you know? I want it to take all the time I need to get it as best as I possibly can with the resources I have right now before I drop it. And even if that's not too good on the overall scale of things, I can at least know I tried my best and people can appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've been saying you've been making music since middle school?
Yeah.
What kind of got you into music?
Oh, that's my roommate. Hi, roommate. He's from Sweden. Look at him.
Hello. Hello.
I've been playing the guitar since about third grade, right? And from there, it was just a matter of, like, impressing girls or something. I don't know. It's like, hey, look at the song I made about you, babe. And I was always a creative kid. Well, as a kid, I never really had an imagination in terms of, like, I didn't like action figures. I couldn't just, like, oh, let's go to the park and pretend it's a spaceship, you know? Other kids did that all the time. I could never do that personally. Like, I'd rather just play video games or something that I can actually touch with my hands. But then now, I find it ironic because I'm the one who's making, like, who has all these creative ideas and just tries to make a living off of it. And everybody else is just, like, at an office job or something like that. And don't get me wrong, I'm still in college. I'm still pursuing a business degree, but I'm just doing this on the side because it brings me fulfillment. And I love the people I meet through it. Hence, Mr. Roy and Mr. Nolan. That's interesting to talk about. It says it at the bottom of the screen, too. Ain't that cool?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but I was going to say, I was going to ask if, like, who's your favorite artist, like, of all, like, dead or alive?
At the moment, it's got to be JPEG Mafia, close second Death Grips, and then Tyler, the Creator, and Max DeMarco's cool. I like JPEG Mafia and Death Grips because of how much they just push boundaries, you know? There's being creative and having creative independence, having artistic freedom, and then there's just what they do, and it's like the most random stuff ever crossed together, and I don't know. It's not radio-ready at all, but it's exactly what he wanted to make, and he put it out with confidence. That's why I can love it so much, you know?
All right.
It's... I think it was from some game I played, like The Artful Escape. It was on Xbox Game Pass. I just played it to achievement hunt it. But it turned out, it was just, the whole game's just glorified Simon Says. But it's really, has a beautiful art style. And it had a lot of advice for, like, aspiring artists, you know? And one quote that really stuck with me from it is, your job as an artist isn't to make what the people want. It's to make something they never could have imagined. And you think about it, and the stuff that's exactly what you wanted, you're cool with it, you know, you like it, but you forget about it in a week, you know? Because it didn't challenge your mindsets, it didn't make you think. It's just there, and it's like, oh, okay. But then, stuff that completely just blows your expectations out of the water, in terms of, okay, this is not what I wanted at all, like Whole Lotta Red, Playboi Carti, I sound like such a redder when I say that, but... Dude, he just completely threw away his old style and made something completely new. And people hated it at first. But then as time goes on, it's like, hey, this is actually pretty good. Although it has its flaws, like, this is something I've never heard before, and I can appreciate it. And maybe moving forward, people will be influenced by it and perfect it from there.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, brother. Although I'm not doing anything like...
I wasn't going to say anything, like, I was just saying cool.
Although I'm not doing anything like crazy, crazy, crazy to the level of JPEG Mafia and Death Grips, I think I'm still paying homage to just the indie genre as a whole, and then crossing new things with it to see what sticks and what doesn't. Maybe when I run out of ideas, I'll just like eat a sandwich into the mic and then call it art, and then by then I'll have like an amazing following. They'll be like, "Oh yeah, dude, this is actually really genius, dude." But in reality, I'll just have be eating a sandwich into the mic, you know.
It's the next genre of music. It's the next genre. Sure. Sure.
What?
Why?
Did you just go on Wikipedia and click, like, generate random article? Yes, I am at Six Flags, California. I am at Dental Office, Washington. I don't know. That's just random. I haven't been to a roller rink in years, dude. All right. I try to stay out of Denver as much as I can. I don't really like it there. It's too smelly and, like, crowded.
That's fair.
I just like the middle of nowhere.
Do you just don't like people?
No, I love people. It's just nice people. I like nice people.
True.
Cool people. Laid-back people. I want to move to, like, New Zealand when I get old. It's so beautiful up there.
Yeah, New Zealand's pretty laid back.
Yes!
Yeah, then we can come visit you.
All right.
Wait, Roy, hold up. Are you, like, rolling around as you're speaking? Oh, yeah, that's true, but that would be really funny. I knew it.
What?
I knew it.
I feel bad for the guy who's in the stall next to you. Actually, I want to say hello to him. Like, hey, dude.
Hey, what's up? You're on the podcast. What do you want to say?
Special guest. We introduced him 30 minutes in. The guy in the other stall.
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna be loud. Okay. Let's get a tour of the roller rink. Why not?
Why not? We gotta hit an hour somehow. How long is this?
Right now we're at like 30-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah, but how long does it have to be to get at paid?
Oh.
Or like, what's your stand? Oh, look at that!
I'm not doing this to get paid, so we'll probably go to like 45 minutes if you want.
What are you doing it for then?
Just hang out and get to meet people, and so I like doing this.
Bro, is it a podcast or like a web show or what's it called? What's it classified as?
We're still playing with the idea. I'm probably going to stick with YouTube show. Maybe at some point if we get big enough to do a podcast. So the thing is, I have like 4 episodes of Chats with Nolan Ramsey. Oh, wait, it's either 4 or 3, but it's literally just me talking to myself in my room.
Bro.
Not interviewing anyone. But so that's how it started.
Padded room, straight jacket, funny moments.
Yeah. 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 No, but those are on Spotify and other programs. But I'm debating if I just want to keep this on YouTube and just do it as a YouTube thing, because YouTube's pretty good. I like YouTube and its videos, and it's just fun to do. Maybe I'm not saying I don't want to ever make money off of this, but my main goal is not money. So
my main goal. So blow. Okay, I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that. I can see where that's going.
My mango. Me when I have a mango.
My mango.
My mango.
My mango.
My mango.
No, but I just really enjoy talking to people. And do I want to do this for like my job at some point? Probably. But right now, I'm not really looking to make money. I'm kind of looking just to build the tech brand, you could say. Brand.
Me too, buddy. Me too. The angle is to
So.
make money, but that's not why I'm doing it now. You know, the end goal, my goal right now that I'm working towards is to headline my own tour. That's what I've always
Nice.
wanted to do. 'Cause you get to go on a vacation and
Yeah.
sing your songs and meet new people every night. Like that sounds like a life.
All right. I think one of my other goal, yeah, one of my other goals would be like not necessarily like a comedy skit, but to go and have like live episodes and interview people just right out of the stands. I feel like that would be cool. I haven't really seen that, so I
So
feel like, yeah.
like I said, my main goal right now is to headline my own tour. So what I'm doing to achieve that is I always found I was spreading myself too thin in terms of I'm trying to take over the entire world with a shoestring budget. Like no, that's just not how it works. If you're just putting $100 into Meta ads and you're targeting every single country, then yeah, dude, the concentration of people who actually click on your ads in each country is going to be low in the terms of like you won't build a strong following anywhere. You know, you're just going to have like barely any people here, barely any people there. So what I'm going to do now is just do targeted ads in Colorado. What that does is I can build up a stronger local following, so I can build up or I can open up for bigger and bigger artists. Right? Because right now, I opened up for Michael Waves and Danny G. I had a wonderful time. And I'm sort of at that level of people I can open for, you know? But the more and more tickets I can sell locally, the bigger people I can open for, that I can have them as connections to artists, and then I can convert their fans into fans of me. That's the game plan. The more
Nice.
fans I have, the more tours I can be on, and then eventually I can have my own.
Yeah, that seems like a real good goal. We don't talk about that. No, yeah, probably my plan is to just keep on interviewing people and doing what we can to make it better and watchable and get people to listen and watch. And I'll obviously to get people to keep coming on, because that's an
I
important
hope it
thing.
blows up, man. I really wish the best for you. This is awesome. I love what you're doing,
Thank you,
man.
thank you. Yeah, it's a second episode, so yeah.
Who was on the first one?
Rory,
Just Rory. Just
I kid you
Rory.
not. For people
Siempre
wondering,
Rory.
yeah, for people wondering why the episode seemed a bit off was. I had just quit a project earlier that week, like another podcast I did. And me and Roy, I was talking to him like, "Hey, I think I want to bring back chats with Nolan Ramsey." And he's like, "Okay." I'm like, "I'm gonna interview people." And while all this was going on, he was at my house, and it was, oh gosh, I think it was like 10 or 11. But we were watching Jeffrey Dahmer, the show, and he got me to watch it. It's quite interesting. But
I still never
anyway,
seen it.
yeah, it's interesting. He's an interesting fella. But anyway, I just looked at Rory. I'm like, we made an account and everything. Then I was just like sitting there on the couch. I was like starting to just not wanting to watch. Look at Rory. I'm like, hey. Do you want to go do an episode? He looks at me. He's like, "Right now?" I'm like, "Yeah, right now."
Bro,
And
let's do it.
it's like 11. It's like 11 at night, and we just go in my room. And I kid you not, it probably took an hour and a half to record it because we were just goofing off for the first hour. We had to delete so many takes of it because there would be times I would just be staring at the camera. Then there would be times we would just say random stuff. And it was, yeah, it was nuts.
I have the most ADHD sense of humor ever, so I'd probably find that hilarious.
Yeah, we got rid of most of them, pretty sure, so. Yeah. So, but we finally got one after a while, and it was, like, the best one. And we're like, okay, we're done. We're going to stop now.
This is it.
This is the final one. Oh, no, but, yeah, so that one we posted, and it's been doing pretty good. It's been growing on YouTube. It did really well on TikTok because...
Dang, bro. Good
job. I broke some... I'll probably do it for this one too, but I go in and like take like 1 or 2 minute clips of each podcast I do. He's red.
Yeah, the highlights of me going monkey mode.
Yes, that's gonna be a highlight. No, but yeah, but they've been doing really well, so I've been posting like a minute clip, 2 or 3. So
make sure to put Minecraft parkour in the background.
Oh yeah, definitely. My editor's gonna have a fun time on this one. No, but like all together, they have like over 90 likes, I think. And we just started the page, so I would say it's pretty good. So, it looked like you were frozen for a minute. I'm like, did I lose you?
No, I was just staying really still.
Yeah, you were like still as water, bro.
This is what the podcast is now. Yeah, sorry, the YouTube show. This is what the YouTube show is.
Yes.
I can just take anything and run with it.
Whoa. Yeah. Do you have any questions for me? Or?
Something I was thinking about last night, actually. You seem like the type of guy to like the like unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
What?
The Pop-Tarts without frosting. You seem like the type of guy who just like loves those and has like a pantry full of them. No. Or are they like gluten-free Pop-Tarts, you know? The ones they have at like the school vending machines. And like, bro, these are terrible.
Oh, yeah, the bad ones? Yeah.
Those are bad.
I actually just, don't eat a lot of Pop-Tarts, so.
Who does? I've never met a person who's like, oh man, you know what sounds good right now? Pop-Tart. They're just there because like your mom buys them or something like that. I'm like, okay, sure.
Pop-Tarts and are good, so.
People hound me for like, oh, you don't put them in the toaster? I'm like, no, I don't put them in the toaster. And why do they put two in there? Dude, just one Pop-Tart is perfect to me. I don't need two Pop-Tarts. That's put in a bag for later.
Wait, you telling me you don't put them in the toaster?
In the what?
They're so good. The toaster. They're so
the
good.
The toaster. No, I just eat them raw dog it. Straight out the bag.
Before you mean the box? The box and the foil?
No, it has the box and then it has the little space tin foil. Feels like astronaut food.
Bro, imagine if you just saw an astronaut eating a Pop-Tart.
They probably do. I don't know what the criteria for space food
they probably
is.
Do.
Like, it's like all dry stuff usually, but
yeah. It's not a lot of do they bring stuff they can cook up there? I'm not sure.
I don't know. And even if I did know, it's like useless knowledge. Like, what do I gain from knowing that?
Yeah.
So I'll just...
It's like, I'm never going to space.
I'll leave my brain storage to other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming on, Ty.
did you get the Gmail? The email.
The Gmail. Yes, I did. I got the picture, right? Yeah. Of the album art.
That's the cover art for my new single,
okay, cover.
Dead on My Feet. It drops.
All right.
December 1st. The song for your winter depression character arc. Your Batman Jim Bro arc.
For when you wake up on Christmas and you realize you're alone.
Mm-hmm. It's a very cold song, and I just felt
the season
very much. It's the first song I've ever made that isn't colorful. You know, every song I have has its own color.
Yeah,
I'd like to say I build little worlds in my songs in terms of, like, there's always something that stimulates you more than just hearing a song, you know? Like, oh, mm-hmm. maybe it's... Excuse me. Excuse me again.
You good.
Okay, so for Rainforest Cafe, it's not just a song that you listen to and be like, oh, this is a cool song. Like, Rainforest Cafe, that's something we all remember from our childhoods, you know? It's a song about vulnerability. It's a song about healing. It's a song about, like, just maturing, I guess. So just seeing that, it brings back all the memories you had of when you were a kid, when you were happy, when you were, like, vulnerable. And I feel like that creates a more memorable experience than just, like, if I would have named it, like, oh, September Day or something like that. Plus, rain sounds are playing all throughout the background, you know?
I love it.
That's something I noticed with just, like, a lot of songs. You know, they'll have cool sound effects, but they'll only be in the beginning and at the end. Like, no, dude, rain is going throughout the whole thing. And they're, like, homemade rain sound effects, too. Yeah, I just want people to get close their eyes and get lost into the world that I created in terms of, hey, I describe how it smells. I describe... how cold it is. I describe what you're seeing, and then people just go from there with whatever their imagination mm-hmm. has culminated up until this point. Is culminated a word? Did I use it properly? I'm Googling it.
I don't know.
It has to be a word.
Probably.
Culminated. I feel like it's like culminated. Amalgamated. Reach a climax or a point of highest development. Yeah, I did not use it right. Okay. The things that their memory has amalgamated to make them into the person they are now and how they perceive the world. Yeah, that makes sense. Cinnamon Gum.
It's good enough for
cover
me.
Arts. Well, no, the name itself. I couldn't tell you how many people, like, come up to me and tell me, like, oh, dude, like, Cinnamon Gum the candy? I love it, dude. Or Cinnamon Gum the candy? Like, dude, it's so bad. Why would you name a song after that? And Cinnamon Gum as a song, it can either be like a ha-ha-ha song, you know, as in you bump uglies to it, get down and dirty, or it can be a really sad song about your emotions and about a really bad breakup. And whether you like Cinnamon Gum as a candy or you don't, you can instantly just imagine it and imagine how it tastes because it's so unique. When you read it, it brings back memories. It evokes a feeling in you that just, like, naming it something else wouldn't have done. Same with the cover. It's like a crinkled gum wrapper texture. You can immediately think of how that sounds, how that feels to play with it in your hand. It's just, this is the love I put into my music.
I love you just describing it all in detail. It's so cool.
I love this stuff, man. This is what I live for.
Are you not going to talk about dead butterflies?
Oh, yeah. let's see here. That one. That one was like... the it's more of a simplistic song, a minimalistic song, in terms of... there's not, like, all this complex stuff happening in the background like the other ones, you know? Mm-hmm. I always pride myself on releasing songs where there's stuff happening in, like, maybe the left ear at the 2-minute mark that's really, really quiet, and you wouldn't have noticed it until your 12th listen. I pride myself on stuff like that. But just in terms of experimenting and trying out new things, being a brand new artist, it's like, let's see what works, you know? Let's see what people like. I'm just experimenting with new things. Because why not? This is all music I like. I grew up on all sorts of music, you know? And it would be a shame not to at least let it influence what I make as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to make sure people don't, like, can't define me or can't put me into a box. I personally hate labels. If some people, they feel comfortable in them, but for me, I don't want to be classified as anything other than just myself, you know? If I want to make a heavy metal song, I'll make a heavy metal song, you know? So many people called me like, oh, Ty makes music. You're a lo-fi artist. Like, dude, I haven't made a lo-fi song in my life. But I don't know. people just try their best to put it into a box. Like, why can't you just enjoy it for what it is? You know, if it's good, it's good. And that's the end of the story. That's all it'll ever be.
Yeah. Labels aren't that good either. All right. I don't want to keep it for too long. So,
I got to do homework, lad. Woo! English homework. Woo!
I'm guessing
is my
you
mic
homework?
Peaking. Yes. Probably. How'd you know?
Well, you are in college.
I got some things to attend to tonight. I'm gonna go hiking with my boys.
Don't fall off the mountain.
Probably gonna get gold on a new Call of Duty weapon. Go to the bed at 10:30. Drink a glass of orange juice. Yeah. Orange juice. Brup.
He's making a new song right now.
Oh, dude, that's all we need. I'll sample this interview. Dude, that was fire. Okay.
That was.
Use code chats with Nolan for 5% off your next purchase at McDonald's at Tesla dealership.
That's all fake. That's not, we don't have any.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Defamation lawsuits incoming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Elon's going to come for me.
$8 a month. Boom. Verified.
Nah, I'm not verified. I don't pay the $8.
I don't use Twitter. I hate it. It's a hell.
Nice.
I have a Twitter, but just so there's no other Timex Music lurking about. I have a Twitter just to not use it and claim my space on there as Timex Music. And my my profile is just like some country guy stock image. Like, he's got, like, a plaid shirt. He's like, hi, fellers. The guy, like, a dip can. It's beautiful. But on that note, corn on the cob. That is it. Goodbye.
All right. Thank Spread you guys love. So much for watching.
Like that video. Subscribe. Subscribe or I will come to your house.
And sing for you.
And sing for you.